USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Donald Trump wishing everyone a happy President's Day on Twitter. Then the president going after the Democrats, tweeting, "Did you hear the latest con job? President Obama is now trying to take credit for the economic boom taking place under the Trump administration. He had the weakest, in capital letters, recovery since the Depression, despite zero Fed rate and massive quantitative easing. Now, best job numbers ever. Had to rebuild our military, which was totally depleted. Fed rate up. Taxes and regulations way down. If Dems won in 2016, the USA would be in big economic depression and military trouble right now. The best is yet to come. Keep America great." All in capital letters. And the stock market closed for the federal holiday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, "How in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, "Balance of Nature." If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
People visiting Atlanta President's Day, popping by the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum.
Well, I think it's fantastic to be here. Jimmy Carter was a great president, very upright man, really believed in the separation of three parts of the government, so it's a good time and good year to be here.
This tourist, a Democrat from Iowa.
We're happy to be out of Iowa and all the caucusing. I'm rid of the phone calls, so couldn't spend it a better place.
I think it's lovely to be here on a special day.
His wife, also a Democrat, checking out the museum.
Fabulous man. I wish that he were 40 again and could become president again. It would be helpful, I think, to our country.
And which candidate do they hope becomes president in 2020?
Well, kind of like Amy Klobuchar. I hope she does really well this coming week in the Nevada and South Carolina. Seems like she has good values. I think her middle-of-the-road approach on health care, all good things. And I think we need somebody to unify us.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A possible deal with the Taliban in the works. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The deal is expected to be signed very soon, perhaps by the end of this month. Meanwhile, the chief negotiator for the United States was expressing satisfaction about where things stand, but added that many challenges remain on the horizon.
Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg, who's running for president as a Democrat, upsetting the nation's farmers, USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Bloomberg once said farming and factory jobs don't require as much gray matter as opposed to information era jobs. In a 2016 talk at Oxford University in England, the 2020 presidential candidate says he could teach anyone how to be a farmer.
It's a process. You dig a hole, you put a seed in, you put dirt on top, add water, up comes the corn. Then we had 300, you could learn that. Then you have 300 years of the industrial society. You put the piece of metal on the lathe, you turn the crank and the direction of the arrow, and you can have a job. At 1.98% of the world worked in agriculture. Today, it's 2% in the United States. Now comes the information economy. And the information economy is fundamentally different because it's built around replacing people with technology. And the skill sets that you have to learn are how to think and analyze. And that is a whole degree level different. You have to have a different skill set. You have to have a lot more gray matter.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.